all the things going on in the world around us, the terrible divisions in society and even amongst families, all that stuff out there that's so far out of our control, hey, it's easy to become despondent about it all, as though the world's completely out of control and there's nothing we can do about it. Well, that's just plain wrong. Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at the truth from a different perspective. So yes, we do live in a crazy, mixed up, often brutal, often confronting world where unspeakable tragedies end up dominating the spirit of the times, or the zeitgeist as it's often referred to. In my grandparents' generation, it was World War I and the Great Depression. For my parents, it was World War II. For my generation, it was the Cold War and potential nuclear holocaust. And for today's generation, it's the terrorism that's changed the way we think, the way we fly, and so many other things about our lives. So on the one hand, we can become despondent about the big picture. And on the other, we try and make ourselves comfortable to the extent that our finances allow, safe, cocooned in luxury for some, as a way of ignoring the geopolitical dangers that loom as dark clouds on the horizon. Will terror strike close to home? When I fly, will my plane be blown out of the sky? When will someone next attack my faith in Jesus as being irrelevant or at worst dangerous? See, we can try to ignore these things as much as we want, but they still loom over us and shape our outlook on life. As I said the other day, we can end up feeling like victims. As someone who believes in Jesus, we can end up feeling as though our faith is under attack from all directions. And instead of being more than conquerors, we feel more like losers. And so many a Christian's faith starts to waver. And just as Jesus predicted, people's love grows cold and they fall by the wayside. It's tragic, and it's just what the devil always intended. But here's the thing. Whatever your circumstances might be, whatever your dark clouds that loom on your horizon or rain on your parade represent, whatever things are attacking your faith in Jesus, you and I know how all this ends. We know that at the end of the day, Jesus wins. At the end of the day, those who believe in Jesus win. At the end of the day, the Lion of Judah will roar. The Lion of Judah is a biblical term that you hear often, but actually it only appears once in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 5. Now, before I share a few bits of that with you, just remember that Revelation is written in picture language. Technically, it's called apocalyptic literature. It wasn't uncommon in the Hebrew culture of old, although we have no direct equivalent in the English language today. So as we turn to the book of Revelation, remember with me that God is talking to us here through word pictures, through a vision that the Apostle John had on the Greek island of Patmos. Have a listen. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. So here's the picture. John is there at the end of time. Everything is about to be revealed. The end game is about to happen. The end of all of history. The judgment of everybody who's ever lived. The final outcome that God has been working towards for all eternity, even before time began. And he feels that very despair that, in a sense, you and I can end up feeling. Christians being beheaded in Iraq, children being slaughtered in Syria, planes being blown out of the sky, our faith under attack from secularism and atheism and other religions and all different directions. Blimey, where's my world headed? How can I make a difference? How can my faith stay strong? How's it all going to end? Will I make it through to the end for Jesus? They're all the questions and more that rattle around between our ears and in our hearts. And from time to time, we feel that desperate despair that John felt that made him weep when he had a glimpse at the very end. What's the answer? Who has the power? Well, he gives it to us in the very next breath. Then one of the elders said to me, "Don't weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits that God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard a voice of many angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads, thousands upon thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them, to the one who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might for ever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. Do you see this glorious picture that God's painting here for you and me? Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was sacrificed for us, is also the Lion of Judah. And at the end of this age, the Lion of Judah will roar. The Lion of Judah is a picture language way of saying the King of the Jungle, the one who is at the top of the food chain, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords wins. That's how it all ends. And no matter what happens, no matter what other people say or do, no matter how much it seems like evil is winning and terrorism is winning and secularism is winning, the Lion of Judah has already won. The end game is already written and sealed in that scroll and ready to be unfurled by the only one who has the power to bring it all to the end that God planned since from eternity past, Jesus. The Bible predicts lawlessness and persecution and wars and terror in the last days. That's exactly what God said will happen to usher in the end. But on that dark day 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died on that cross, he died for you and me. And when on that sunny morning 3 days later, the tomb was empty, he rose again for you and for me. And that is the one truth that will always stand the test of time. Jesus has already won. And the word of the Lord will stand forever. So now it's time to look at the events in this world from a different perspective. It's time to put the fear away. It's time to put the victim mentality away. And it's time to stand up and be counted. Jesus didn't come so that you and I could be victims. He came for us to be victors. And he has poured his spirit out onto our lives so that we can be about the business of being his witnesses unto the end of the earth. He has a completely new life planned for you and me, a life where we are filled with his courage, filled with his wisdom, filled with his knowledge of how it all ends and his power to live to the end, faithful to him as we profess Christ to those around us. Wherever he's put us, whatever our circumstances are, and actually getting out there and professing Christ to those around us, well, that's something we're going to chat about more over the next couple of days on the program. Work some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. After all, the Word of God is alive and active. Amen? I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.